Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 2, the contents of the Gita summarized, speaking about how to work in such a way that one remains unentangled and one's work turns into devotion, devotional service to Krishna. This is text 48. Perform your duty, Krishna says, equipoised, O Arjuna, abandoning all attachment to success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. When one works, this is the comment, when one works and is unattached to the fruits of such work, he is performing karma yoga. Detachment is then perfected when he offers the fruits of his work to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna not to renounce work, but to renounce the fruits of work. The next verse should be noted because it is connected to the question Arjuna will ask Krishna at the opening of chapter 3, 49. Odhananjaya. Keep all abominable activities far distant by devotional service, and in that consciousness surrender unto the Lord. Those who want to enjoy the fruits of their work are misers. Comment. What fruit is attained by one who tries to enjoy the results of his work? Only birth and death. Krishna criticizes fruit of desires and glorifies Buddhi Yoga, which Srila Prabhupada here and in the next two verses translates as devotional service. The living entity should work hard to escape suffering, and he should not become further entangled in it. Buddhi yoga liberates one, and the effects of its practice are described as follows. 50. A man engaged in devotional service rids himself of both good and bad actions, even in this life. Therefore, strive for yoga, which is the art of all work. Comment. The art of work is to act in such a way that we become free from both good and bad reactions. Arjuna fears the sinful reactions from killing his kinsmen, but dutiful, detached work in knowledge will protect him from the fruits stemming from his activities. We must work, but we should be detached from the results. Gyanis desire to become free of reactions by renouncing all activities. The same effect can be more easily achieved by acting with detachment. For example, mercury is poisonous, but in the hands of an Ayurvedic doctor, mercury becomes a powerful medicine. Similarly, while regular attached work entangles the soul in the material world, detached, dutiful work, performed in knowledge and aimed at pleasing the Supreme, leads him to liberation. 51. By thus engaging in devotional service to the Lord, great sages or devotees free themselves from the results of work in the material world. In this way, they become free from the cycle of birth and death and attain the state beyond all miseries by going back to Godhead. Comment. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains that detached work leads to realized knowledge of the soul. When one thus becomes self-realized, he can gradually become blessed with knowledge of the Lord and can surrender to him. Such surrender frees him from the material world, and after liberation, he becomes eligible to attain Vaikuntha. This progression is known as, quote, the yoga ladder. The yoga ladder is detailed in the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita. 52, continuing Krishna's instructions to Arjuna on working. When your intelligence has passed out of the dense forest of delusion, you shall become indifferent to all that has been heard and all that is to be heard. Comment. How we attain fruit of benefits is described in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas. Krishna here compares it to a dense forest of material illusion. Arjuna is preoccupied with the fruit of mentality. He thinks that happiness is impossible to attain and misery is certain if he performs his duty of fighting. Krishna tells him, however, that by fighting with buddhi, he will attain fixed intelligence, vyavyasatmika buddhi, and becomes indifferent to happiness and distress. In the next verse, Krishna further describes the indifference to Vedic rituals required to achieve the true Vedic goal. 53. When your mind is no longer disturbed by the flowery language of the Vedas, and when it remains fixed in trance of self-realization, then you will have attained the divine consciousness. Comment. Arjuna must transcend fruit of desires and become fixed in buddhi yoga to achieve success. Desires to perform the prescribed Vedic duties, this sacrifice, that ritual, must no longer disturb the candidate attempting to attain samadhi, consciousness that is fixed on the Supreme. But will a devotee who neglects Vedic verses be lacking instruction? Srila Prabhupada's purport describes the instructing that occurs on different levels of Buddha Yoga. Quote, in Krishna consciousness, one comes directly into communion with Krishna, and thus all directions from Krishna may be understood in that transcendental state. One is sure to achieve results by such activities and attain conclusive knowledge. One has only to carry out the orders of Krishna or his representative, the spiritual master. End quote. Krishna has for the time being finished describing Buddha Yoga. Arjuna now asks four questions in text 54 about the divine consciousness that Krishna has just mentioned. Krishna answers those questions one by one, beginning with text 55. Okay, Hare Krishna. We shall end here. Hare Krishna.